Josh.
Yes.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes. Donkey of the day for Monday, January 13th goes to a contestant on The Bachelor named Madison Pruitt. Now, I don't watch The Bachelor, but one of the ladies in the room does. Rashawn. DJ Envy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
I'm Matt Dumb.
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Do you know Madison Pruitt since you're an avid watcher of The Bachelor?
I would have to say I do.
Okay. She popular? I don't...
Yeah, she's very popular. Right. She's from, I believe, Alabama, and she's a virgin.
Ew, really?
Okay. My wife watches it. That's why I watch
no,
it.
No. I've seen you queen out and fan out over people from The Bachelor. What was that dude that was in here name? The one that looked like he popped steroids for breakfast?
His name is Mike.
Mike. Oh, drop on a clues bomb for Envy knowing Mike. Well, Madison Pruitt shared a photo of herself with Bachelor star Peter Weber. Envy, do you know Peter Weber?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who is Peter Weber, sir?
He's The Bachelor. He's actually a pilot. He's a fine young man.
I love this new
2020. You really love this show.
I like the show. I was entertaining.
This 2020
you make me watch
is
it.
Amazing.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness.
Well, I guess this young woman, Madison Pruitt, went on her first date with Peter Weber on the show. And there was a comment on her photo that said, "Beautiful date, Maddie. You are so genuine and real." That's a great comment, right? If it came from an actual person and not Maddie Prue herself. What are you talking about, Charlamagne? It came from Maddie Prue herself. Let's go to People Now for the report, please.
Bachelor Nation thinks frontrunner Madison has made her own fan account.
Wow.
This comes after a comment was posted from Madison's actual account praising her own photo. It said this: "Beautiful date, Maddie. You are so genuine and real."
When right. you forget to switch in between accounts.
Exactly. So the comment was quickly deleted. A friend of Madison's is taking responsibility for the incident. Posted, "Oops, thought I wrote that comment about being real and genuine from my account, but was logged into Maddie's from when she got back from filming. Don't hate me." But Bachelor Nation hesitant on whether or not they believe the explanation.
Now, Envy, you're a member of Bachelor Nation. how do you feel about this?
Huh.
Do you believe Madison?
No, I don't.
Mm.
Okay. It makes sense, though, because you're not allowed to use your phones, right, or social media while you're on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So she might have had a friend that was doing all of that for her, and maybe her friend still had her account.
Or maybe her friend is covering up for her.
It is a possibility.
Personally, I just think fake Instagram accounts, finstas, as you kids call them, they're the greatest signs of insecurity a person can have, okay? It's one thing if you have a finsta just because you want to spy on people. You don't want people to know you're watching your stories. I get it. But when you have a finsta to post comments like, "You're so genuine and real," when posting that comment from a finsta is the exact opposite of being genuine and real, that's just absolutely disgusting, okay? We all have insecurities. We all see comments that trigger us. We all want to combat false narratives. We all see lies and want to put the truth out there. But here's the thing. Time will always tell the truth for you, okay? When you try to force it, things like this happen, all right? This is when keeping it fake goes absolutely wrong, because that's usually what happens when you're faking. Things go wrong. Now, the cleanup did come from her friend, as you heard. She said it wasn't Madison. It was her. In fact, there's another page, Team Madison Pruitt. Do you follow that page, Envy? Are you part of Team Maddie?
No.
You named your daughter after Madison Pruitt, didn't you?
I don't even know who Madison Pruitt is. How old she is?
I don't know. Maddie didn't comment that under her own picture. This is what Team Madison said. Maddie didn't comment that under her own picture. Her sisters has access to her account, and they commented. So please, in capital letters, stop saying that she made a fan page and commented that. Don't go spreading lies. It's honestly pathetic. I do respect that comment, but if I'm being honest, I think the Team Madison page is a finsta. Okay, I think that's Madison herself. I have no reason to believe that anything this woman says from here going forward on social media is real. Not to mention, why would Madison Pruitt, a contestant on The Bachelor, have a team? Okay, who is on this team? Tell me, Envy, since you're a part of Bachelor Nation, what has this woman accomplished for someone to say they want to play for her team?
Well, I believe she was Miss Teen USA. She's a virgin. She's a friend of... I know too much. Go ahead, man.
That's why I'm asking.
I'm not saying no more.
It's good to have a member of Bachelor Nation on the show.
She's also a friend of somebody who was on Bachelor last year.
Okay.
So, you know, she's hot.
All right. I like that. Drop on the clues bombs for DJ Envy.
I want you in my
knowledge of The Bachelor. Don't blame this on your wife.
Cuddle time with my wife. Okay.
Listen, guys, once again, time will always tell the truth for you, so your finsta doesn't have to. Please give Madison Pruitt the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
Thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.